Welcome back to the Malwadising Show. I'm Shirley Nordrum, and I'm joined by my sister Sharon and Andy Wells from Wells Industry. We're going to continue our visit with Andy about his philosophy on business and opportunities accomplished in his life in Wells Industry.
You got to have a strategy. Okay, so now you're a good person inside, your character. Number two is you got a vision, you want to have a good employment or a good opportunity. Number three is, what's your strategy? How are you going to achieve it? Now, we talked about education already. That is part of the strategy, but you need resources. Sometimes you need some money to go to school. You might need to go to the tribal council. You need to apply for some grants. Or maybe you've got to work in the summer at a job to get enough money saved up. You got to have some strategy of how you're going to achieve your vision. And if you're going to start your own little business, maybe you're going to start a hair salon, or maybe a car repair shop, maybe a car wash. You got to have some strategy. Maybe you got to go to, let's say, a car wash. You got to go to a place that sells that equipment and ask them, how do I get started? Maybe your strategy is going to a bank and saying to the banker, how do I get some money so I can start a little business? I want to have a pizza shop. And the banker would say, well, you got to have a business plan. Then your strategy is, how do I get it? Well, there are lots of ways of getting a business plan, you know, and there are people who can help you. How do I get a mentor? That's really important if you're going to be in business. You need a mentor. We mentor several small businesses here. They come and talk to us. We give them advice, what they maybe need to do, some choices they can choose from. We help them. So strategy is so important also. And then the fourth thing, that fourth leg, is action. You can't do all these things without taking action. You got to get up and do it. Make it happen. Sure, you're going to make mistakes. I make mistakes every day, about every 20 minutes, I think. So, but that's okay, you know, because the other 19 minutes, I'm making right things happen. Right. And so that's the way it is in life. It's not perfect, but you got to have activity. You got to get going. And that's how we all learn to walk. We fall down a lot. We skin our knees. Same when we ride a bicycle, we fall down. It gets scary, but you get back on and you keep going, and pretty soon you learn. And that's the way it is in business, or even in a career, if you want to have a job. First day or two, you got to learn.
Yeah,
make some mistakes, you know. And the people who work with you understand that. Just, you know, our hope is that our people, and we too, don't keep making the same mistake over and over. You get wise. That's called wisdom. You learn from your mistakes, from your experiences. But you learn from the right things too. It isn't just mistakes. You learn from both. And so when you fall down, you pick yourself up. Okay, how do I prevent this again? And life often is like walking on ice. You know, it's slippery, and you can slip and fall real easy. But if you walk very carefully, you can do it. And it's the same in life. We have to, in business, be careful of a lot of things. We got to be careful that our market is always there, that we don't make a dangerous product so we get sued or hurt somebody.
Right.
You know, there's just a lot of things we got to be very careful about every day. And same in, you know, in your lives and everybody's lives. You got to be careful what words you use, because you can hurt people's feelings.
Yeah.
You can give the wrong impressions. You can say negative things when that's not what somebody needed. Somebody sometimes needs positive things.
Yeah.
So you got to do the right things. And then when you make a mistake, you just say, I'm sorry, you know, ask a little forgiveness, and say, I'll do better next time, learn from it, and go on. Yeah. And communication is so key. We communicate out here a lot. Every morning I walk through my shop and I try to talk to each person, even if it's just a minute, to show appreciation, show some gratitude. Mm-hmm. In other words, I call it an attitude of gratitude. When I go out, I try to catch people doing things right. And I know maybe they have some things they've done wrong, but I don't dwell on that. If it needs correction, we'll just take care of that in a few seconds. And then spend minutes talking about all the right things,
right?
Because most of what they do is right. And so that's part of my job, is to keep that positive attitude going. And it's true in life too. We can't have stinking thinking, I call it. We gotta have some positive thinking, can-do thinking, and will-do thinking, and then keep looking forward and keep moving. You know, and like I said earlier, it's like driving with headlights. You know, you don't see your whole life, but if you can see a couple of days, a couple of weeks ahead, the right things to do, well, get that far, and then you'll see a little bit further. And keep looking farther and farther all the time. And the more you can see, the better you're going to be able to drive your personal life.
Right.
I like that.
That's really good philosophy. It's interesting to me. I was listening to you as you were giving us your philosophies, how much they were alike and different in ways that we were listening to Ron Kingbert talking. Mm-hmm. And his talk was more about positive thinking to, you know, like avoid depression and drug and alcohol abuse. But it's the same thinking. Yeah. It's you create, like he said, you're one thought away from creating a new reality for yourself.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and then yeah. You've applied that yeah. to business, and it's yeah. it's really interesting to hear that. Yeah. It's
yeah.
like,
yeah. and you know, I think our actions follow our thinking. So if you make a choice in your life to think positive and to see the good,
yeah.
you know, then that's what your actions begin to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be surprised how many people want to be around you when you start thinking positive.
Yeah.
I'll give you an illustration. I know it might sound kind of silly, but if you watch a sporting event, let's take wrestling, for example, you know, on TV, and everybody knows it's kind of partly fake and it's partly real, and it's entertainment, basically.
Right.
Or you could take football or anything, but take the winner, because it's so obvious in wrestling, because the crowd is so close to the people. But take the winner of a football team, anything. When the winner walks out, everybody wants to reach out and touch them. They want to interview them. They want to talk to them. And the loser just kind of goes back to the locker room.
Yeah.
And in life, if you talk and act and live your life to be a winner, you will have lots of real good friends who truly are your friends. They begin to care about you because they see you're doing good things and they mm-hmm. want to be part of your life. They want to do good things too. And a lot of times when a person lives their life with the spirit of helping others, making other people's lives better while you make your own life better, you will find that a lot of others, especially children, you may not even be aware of it, will begin to model after you. And I had a 5-year-old boy come here. That's the youngest tour I've ever given to a 5-year-old boy. But he came here and his mom was with him. And she said every time he drives by, he sees the solar panels we have up in front of our shop. Mm-hmm. They provide electricity for our building here. And the young boy says, "Oh, Mom, I want to go see the sun guy. Because the sun is making all this electricity." So she brought him over here and she said, "You're the sun guy," to him. And so I took him through and showed him how we do all this stuff, and his eyes were really big. He was so excited about this whole thing. But it's really true. Children, and even as adults, we admire winners. We want to mm-hmm. be around positive people. And we don't need these things like alcohol and drugs and no. all this stuff. We don't need it. It was not what our ancestors wanted. And it's not good for us. And frankly, it's just a way to escape reality, but reality can be good, and it has to be something that we can make. We can make reality good if we make the right choices, and that we have to have a vision, and then we make the right choices to go into that vision and live the life, our life that way. And a lot of people will follow us and want to be part of it. In fact, that's how a lot of our old leaders, you know, back in the early years, our tribal leaders, and there were many of them.
Yeah.
You know, Geronimo Amigo down the line, there were dozens of them. But nobody voted for them.
No.
They didn't run for office. They lived their life as an honorable, respectful person that cared about their people. They cared about their own life, too. They showed respect for their body and their mind. And when they did that, they became a winner. And people wanted to follow them.
Right.
And they began to develop this group that was their group. They were the yep. leader of.
That was actual traditional leadership.
Yes.
A native model of leadership was like living your life good. People followed you.
That's
they
right.
wanted to be with you.
That's right. Yeah. And we got so many good people. And, you know, sometimes I think they just have to stop for a minute and realize how important they are and how important having a good vision and a positive attitude and yep. lifestyle is, not only for them, but for all of our people. Because oftentimes those are the ones that others follow. And the more there is of this on our reservations and within our Native American groups, the better off our people will be for it. The future is in that kind of thinking. It's not in you know, our entitlement programs. It's not in that kind of thing at all. Our future is in our young people getting on the right road, making right decisions.